This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's unemployment rate is still down. In June, it fell a tenth of a percentage point to 3.4%, the lowest it's been since right before the pandemic. The state's unemployment rate is better than the national average of 3.6%. The leisure and hospitality sector added the most jobs last month. State data show high-wage industries like finance and insurance saw job losses. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado stayed flat in the latest data posted Wednesday on the state's dashboard. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state reported 304 people hospitalized with confirmed cases. Dr. John Samet, dean of the Colorado School of Public Health, which models COVID-19 for the state, says the numbers have remained in that range for more than a month.
We've been on this sort of plateau of hospitalization, sort of bouncing in the low 300s.
57% of hospitalized coronavirus patients are unvaccinated. As of the last week of June, a majority of cases were the super transmissible Omicron subvariant called BA5. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It's another hot day across Colorado. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for the Denver area. Temperatures in the city and in Boulder are expected to be near 100 degrees today and tomorrow. The city of Denver has opened cooling shelters at local rec centers to help residents beat the heat. Highs along the Eastern Plains and in Grand Junction are also forecast to be above 100 through Saturday. Right now in Denver, it's 97 degrees and partly cloudy. In Colorado Springs, it's 93, and in Grand Junction, it's 101 degrees and clear. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 306.